Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. Listen, it's April the 24th, 2022, 4:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. It's the Eastern Standard Time Zone. There rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya. They are based in Zimbabwe and Africa. I do have some members in the UK and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Kuan Patuti. Now listen. Fierce Nation, y'all know Fierce Nation, they works hard, baby. I am telling you what's the truth. Thank God for Fierce Nation. Listen. This episode is being brought to you by Gumba, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. For all your rum libation needs, it is GumbaRum.com. I do have a musical showcase and a musical salute on today for Sanders and Kings. We 73 Band. Now, y'all know We 73 Band is the baddest band around. Listen. God's chosen people. Oh my God. Y'all, let me play this music first. Then I'm going to come back and give you the life lesson for today. And I'm telling you, this is going to be phenomenal. The song is Playground Rules, okay? Playground Rules. I want y'all to take a listen to Playground Rules, and then I'm going to have the life lesson for today.
Maddie, project. Let it go. You can sing this. I know you are. But you can sing this. You can do this song. Like, just belt this thing out. Don't, just go for it, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start Playground Rules from the top. Two measures on the intro, Jim, and then we'll go, all right?
Yep.
All right. Two, three, four.
Never been a sin. He ran no flesh in all the
verse now. We're going to get rid of that one word, and we'll just go right through it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's just jump right into the verse, okay? Here we go.
All right. That's Playground Rules. Playground Rules. Now, you know something. Let me tell y'all something. What I got from that song, Playground Rules, is people helping people. People helping people. Since when did America forget that people help people? You know what I mean? Somewhere along the way, individuals have forgotten that. That's what it's all about. People helping people. And that's what we have to return to, people helping people. That should be the foundation of life. You know what I mean? So listen, I want you guys to go to their website. Their website is awesome. It is We73, the American Unity Project.org. All right? And I want you guys to understand something. What they do is go alongside various organizations in their efforts to fight societal injustices and stand up for the marginalized. They are non-political. So it's not about politics. It's not about any particular group. It's not about any particular organization. It is non-political. And they support community organizations and volunteer efforts. So what does that mean? To me, that means that they are helping individuals that's in need. That is what they do. They go from place to place and help individuals in need. It's about community organizations and voluntary efforts. They put forth efforts to help other individuals, those that are in need. And that really should be the foundation of everybody's life. It really should be. And, you know, let me tell you something. Let me give it to you like this. In Isaiah chapter 43, and I'm going to read this to you. I'm not saying this verbatim from memory or anything like that. I'm reading it straight from the Word of God. I ain't putting nothing to it, and I ain't adding nothing, taking nothing from it. So now, this is Isaiah chapter 43. But now, thus saith the Lord, thou that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Do you hear me? Thou art mine. So for this particular organization, what God is saying, thou art mine. We 73 belongs to God because God has given them a mission and a vision to do something really pretty special, very awesome and very special. Now, I want you guys to take a listen and a lesson from Playground Rules. Playground Rules, to me, what it says is people helping people. And when you heard the song, he was helping her to get through the song. Now, when you listen to the song, it's really simple, and they are really just demonstrating. They are demonstrating in the song what it means to help one another. He is helping her and coaching her through the song. It was very difficult for her to sing that song. It was a challenge for her to sing that song. But by the grace of God, she got through the song by what? By someone helping her and coaching her through it. A lot of times in life, different individuals have problems. Oh, yes, we do. We have problems. And, you know, a lot of times God uses people. And that's the only way you're going to get your problem solved. You know, he's going to use somebody. He's going to send somebody to help you to solve your problem, right? And so we always pray. You know, we pray to the good Lord, whatever the issue is that's in our life, we pray to the good Lord. But the good Lord sends somebody to help us through whatever we're going through. And also, if you read in Isaiah 43, it says, well, if you go through the fire, if you go through the waters, he's going to be with you, right? And so we 73, that's why they are here. That is why God has chosen, God has handpicked them to help you to get through the water and get through the fire. Now, I'm not saying you're going through the water drowning. You ain't going through the fire burning up. But God has ordained this particular organization to come and help you and assist you with whatever you are going through. So listen, they come alongside various organizations, not just one particular organization. No, they are not picking out different organizations. Any organization, God places them. Let me tell you something. These individuals are filled with the Holy Spirit. They are filled with the Word of God, and they mean business. They are not out here just doing something just to be doing. They mean business for God. And so I got some more music I'm going to play from them, and I got some more I'm going to tell you about this organization and why you should be supporting this organization. Now, again, like I said yesterday, I am not one to ask anyone to do anything when it comes to coins and dollars. Y'all know I don't do that. And all the time since 2007, I've been on the air since 2007, I have never, ever asked anybody to do anything. But I'm telling you, this is good ground. This is good ground. We 73, it is good ground. You know, and I want to challenge you to sow seeds into this organization and into their ministry, because it is a ministry. I want to challenge you to sow into their ministry, okay? So whatever you can do, it will be a blessing, because what? It helps to further what they are doing. They are helping other individuals. And it takes finances. It takes funds. You know, those things don't get done just by the look on your face. You know what I mean? It ain't a proof. It's not about a pretty face. It is not. Now I'm getting a little excited. It's not about a pretty face, my darlings. Pretty faces don't get nothing done. You know what I mean? Ugly faces don't get nothing done either. So listen. It is the hand of God that gets things done. It's the hand of God. Now let me go and play the song before I begin. Talked up all the time. I got some more music I want to give to you and take you. I want you to listen to. This is In Birth by Sanders and Kings, We 73. Take a listen.
The ventilation moans, a nonstop serenade, pushing air across the depths of marble tile gray. The air is filled with grunts and groans of us who dwell within. This cold gray void surrounded by plate steel we call skin. Bright light, it pierces every part as if to make us falter, and wraps us neatly in at night in racks we call coffin lockers. Organized as little things among a higher being, we settle in as if this hulk was here to do our keeping. Our bodies rest on pads too thin to serve a healthy lad. We wake a bit more battered, for a good rest still not been had. We occupants arise and roll to step on cold and dress. Rarely do you hear complaint of ill or of distress. The voice that sounds without a word is heard within this earth. The absence of a loved one waiting somewhere here on earth. We put our lives out on the line, with honor we serve gladly. Equipped to fight in any war, except that of social apathy.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. You guys, you know what? That song is In Birth. It was a really simple song, and it was really, really sweetly done. And what it's all about is about two individuals that served in the Navy, and they were remembering the times back home, their loved ones. You know, when you're in service, whether you're in the Army, Marines, you know, you think about back home. You're out doing a service. And so now they are men of service. They were in the Navy, and they're still serving. And so Sanders and King's We 73 Band is about service, and that's what it's all about. So it's about service. They are serving mankind. They are serving mankind. They are serving different individuals, and they have a purpose. And it's not about any small organizations, not about any big organizations. They are serving all communities. It's about all communities. They believe in serving everyone. It doesn't have anything to do with you look like, honey. Listen, when you in need, your looks don't mean nothing. You know, you can be the prettiest and finest thing walking. You can be the handsome man. You can be a handsome man up in the suit. Now, listen, let me tell you something. You can't, here come a life lesson, and then I got to go because I am out of time. I'm out of time. You can't go by the way somebody look. You know, people can be in need and be looking so sharp and well put together, and they be in need just like the next person. Only thing is, you can't go by the outside. It's in the heart, honey. See, it's on the inside. Need, people wear masks, and they wear all kinds of things on their face to cover up. And the mask is the smile. People smile, and they look so happy. They dress up. They put on their makeup. They do all these things. But, honey, when it really comes down to it, they are in need, and they hurting on the inside. Let me tell you something. So Sanders and King's We 73 Band, God has picked them out for such a time as this. And I don't know why I keep thinking about the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul. I'm talking about Apostle Paul in the Bible, y'all. In the Bible, the Apostle Paul. Now, y'all know Apostle Paul was rough. He was a rough brother. Now, listen, let me just bring it down to today's term. Apostle Paul was rough before he became converted. You know, he did everything. He persecuted the church, and he did all these things. But once he got converted, oh, my God, he was some kind of fierce, wasn't he? He was fierce. He was out there doing a lot of different things. Y'all know Paul wrote a lot of the New Testament. Now, I'm saying that to say this. Oh, my God. God will take you from one point and take you to another point. Oh, yes, he will. He'll take you from A. When you're doing one thing and you think you're doing the right thing, right? Apostle Paul thought he was doing the right thing, and he was just mixed up and crazy and everything else, right? Now, listen, the Bible didn't say he was mixed up and crazy. I'm just putting it down to you where you can understand. So God took him from one point. He thought he was doing the right thing by killing folks. You know what I mean? He thought he was doing the right thing, and he was all the way wrong. Do you hear me? He was all the way to the left. He got converted, but he got slapped down on Damascus Road, right? Didn't he? Now, listen, then God took him and put him on the right side, and he was some kind of apostle, wasn't he? So listen here. God can take you from one point and put you in another point. So listen, Sanders and King's We 73 Band is handpicked by God. And I'm going to tell you once again, it is good ground for you all to sow in. Yes, 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 yes. And I'm not going to stop saying that because they are doing a good thing. They are doing the master's work. They are doing God's work. And I am out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. It's been Stone Cold Blast, and I will be back on tomorrow.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.